it was pitch black. I got to a hatchway, which was heeled right over. And as I got to the hatchway, someone hoisted me up. Immediately, I turned around and did exactly the same. After a couple of decks, I managed to get up to the waist. I know I've said this before, but there was no panic. Then, of course, it became pretty obvious that the ship couldn't be saved. And so there was every man for himself. I leapt in. I wasn't a very strong swimmer. And one of my recollections was that I was going down and I was swimming. It was so black, I thought, I wonder whether I was swimming the right way, up or going down. And eventually I broke surface and there was lots of rubbish and that, and I managed to cling on to a rolled floater net. We saw people still on there who were obviously afraid to jump in, and they just went down with the ship. So I just floated around, and you could understand the skippers on the small ships not wanting to stop because there was a submarine down there, and there were one or two of them going around and dropping depth charges whilst we were in the water, which was a bit uncomfortable. It was after, I can't remember how many hours, it was 3 or 4 hours, I was eventually picked up by an ocean-going tug called the Jaunty. We were absolutely covered with oil. I tried to get onto the gunwale and I kept slipping overboard. And I can always remember a young canteen assistant, when he saw me struggling, and he said, "Scribes," because that's what writers were called then, scribes. He said, "Hang on to my socks." So I hung on to his socks and I was able to get on board. They opened the rum tub and some chaps had swallowed so much oil that they were pouring rum down to make them sick. Some of them didn't survive. I think at the time, you know, we were only too happy that we were still alive. We were there. Looking back now, it was just another job. It was happening to people all over the Army, Navy, Air Force. It was happening all the time.